Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says situation in West Asia has created challenging times for India's energy needs, expresses confidence nation will emerge victorious. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister urges people not to be misled by rumours and trust information given by the government. Prime Minister Modi expresses gratitude to Gulf nations for providing all kind of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora. Israel strikes key military infrastructure in Tehran while Iran launches missile and drone attacks across Gulf as conflict intensifies. US announces arrival of 3,500 Marine troops in West Asia. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold poll rally at Palakkad and a roadshow in Thrissur in Kerala this afternoon ahead of assembly elections. And in IPL cricket, host Mumbai Indians to take on Kolkata Knight Riders this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the nation will overcome the challenge as it did during the COVID-19 pandemic.
जिस क्षेत्र में अभी युद्ध चल रहा है, वह क्षेत्र हमारी ऊर्जा आवश्यकताओं का बड़ा केंद्र है। इसकी वजह से दुनिया भर में पेट्रोल और डीजल को लेकर संकट की स्थिति बनती जा रही है। हमारे वैश्विक संबंध, अलग-अलग देशों से मिल रहा सहयोग और पिछले एक दशक में देश का जो सामर्थ्य बना है, इनकी वजह से भारत इन परिस्थितियों का डटकर मुकाबला कर रहा है। मैं आज मन की बात के माध्यम से सभी देशवासियों से फिर यह आग्रह करूंगा कि हमें एकजुट होकर इस चुनौती से बाहर निकलना है।
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Gulf nations for providing all kind of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora during this time. Mr. Modi cautioned against politicizing the issue and warned that rumors could harm national interests. He urged people not to be misled by rumors and trust the information given by the government.
हमारे लाखों परिवारों के सगे संबंधी इन देशों में रहते हैं, खासतौर पर खाड़ी देशों में काम करते हैं। मैं गल्फ कंट्रीज का बहुत आभारी हूं। वे ऐसे 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा भारतीयों को वहां पर हर प्रकार की मदद दे रहे हैं। जो लोग इस विषय पर भी राजनीति कर रहे हैं, उन्हें राजनीति नहीं करनी चाहिए। यह देश के 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के हित से जुड़ा विषय है। इसमें स्वार्थ भरी राजनीति का कोई स्थान नहीं है। मैं सभी देशवासियों से अपील भी करूंगा कि वो जागरूक रहे, अफवाहों के बहकावे में न आए, सरकार की तरफ से जो आपको निरंतर जानकारी दी जा रही है, उसी पर विश्वास करके कोई कदम उठाए।
In the monthly program, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Gyan Bharatam survey aimed at documenting India's rich cultural heritage through public participation. The survey will continue until mid-June. Mr. Modi urged everyone to share aspects of the culture through the survey.
हमारी महान संस्कृति और समृद्ध विरासत से है। इसका उद्देश्य देश भर में मौजूद पांडुलिपियों के बारे में जानकारी जमा करना है। इस सर्वे से जुड़ने का एक माध्यम ज्ञान भारतम ऐप है।
The Prime Minister praised the role of My Bharat in engaging youth in nation building, citing large participation in initiatives like the budget quest and essay competition. He also commended young contributors for the ideas on development, farmer welfare and women-led growth.
माय भारत द्वारा बजट क्वेस्ट का आयोजन किया गया। इसका मकसद था देश भर के युवाओं को बजट प्रक्रिया और नीति निर्माण से जोड़ना। इससे जुड़ी क्विज में देश भर से करीब 12 लाख युवाओं ने हिस्सा लिया। इनसे पता चलता है कि मेरे युवा साथी देश के विकास में अपना योगदान देने के लिए कितना तत्पर है।
The Prime Minister also spoke on water conservation. He said, with the onset of summer, in several parts of the country, it is time to renew commitment to water conservation.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में
जल संचय अभियान ने लोगों को बहुत जागरूक बनाया है। इस अभियान के तहत देश भर में करीब 50 लाख आर्टिफिशियल वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग स्ट्रक्चर बनाए गए हैं। जल संकट से निपटने के लिए गांव-गांव में सामुदायिक स्तर पर प्रयास होने लगे हैं। अमृत सरोवर अभियान के तहत भी देश भर में करीब 70,000 अमृत सरोवर बनाए गए हैं।
In Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the government is taking several initiatives to improve the lives of fishermen, describing them as a strong pillar for self-reliant India. He said schemes such as port development, insurance coverage and technology-driven weather alerts are benefiting the community, while innovations in fisheries and seaweed are boosting self-reliance. The Prime Minister also highlighted mass participation in environmental efforts, noting that over 2.51 lakh saplings were planted at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh in 1 hour, creating a Guinness World Record. Prime Minister Modi lauded India's recent sporting achievements, including the T20 World Cup victory and Jammu and Kashmir's maiden Ranji Trophy win, calling them the result of sustained effort and talent.
भारत ने T20 वर्ल्ड कप में ऐतिहासिक जीत दर्ज की तो देश में हर तरफ खुशी की लहर दौड़ गई। अपनी टीम की शानदार सफलता पर हम सभी को बहुत गर्व है। जम्मू कश्मीर की क्रिकेट टीम ने रणजी ट्रॉफी को अपने नाम कर लिया। जम्मू कश्मीर के लोगों में खेलों को लेकर गजब का जज्बा रहा है। यह बड़े खेल आयोजनों का हब भी बनता जा रहा है। खेलो इंडिया विंटर गेम्स के लिए गुलमर्ग तो पहले ही अपनी पहचान बना चुका है।
Emphasizing health and fitness, the Prime Minister urged people to adopt healthier lifestyles, reduce sugar and oil consumption, and embrace yoga ahead of International Yoga Day. In West Asia, Israel struck key military infrastructures in central Tehran overnight, while Iran continued to launch missile and drone attacks on Gulf countries. Israeli Defense Forces said it carried out a wide-scale wave of strikes targeting Iranian military infrastructure in Tehran, targeting weapons production, missile facilities, aerial defense systems, and command centers. Several commanders were reportedly killed. Meanwhile, defense forces across the Gulf region are on high alert as Iran continued missile and drone attacks on the UAE, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The strikes come in response to earlier US and Israeli attacks on Iranian steel plants. Emirates Global Aluminium reported damage to its Al Tawila plant in Abu Dhabi, while Aluminium Bahrain said two workers were slightly injured. Gulf aluminium exports, which account for about 9% of global supply, are facing major disruptions due to restricted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has warned of further retaliation, including potential attacks on US and Israeli universities in the region. Iran-backed armed group Houthis in Yemen have also carried out a second missile strike on Israel. We have more from a correspondent.
Yemen's Houthis have launched a second major missile attack on Israel, marking what now appears to be a sustained new front in the West Asia conflict. The group says its position is clear. The attacks will continue as long as Israel continues its military operations. With two large-scale attacks already carried out, the Houthis have shown that they have both the range and the capability to keep up the pressure. While they operate independently, their actions remain aligned with Iran's broader regional objectives. What makes the Houthi movement particularly significant is its geography. The group controls territory near the Bab el Mandeb Strait, at the southern entrance of the Red Sea, one of the world's most important shipping routes. This narrow waterway connects the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden and carries a large share of global oil shipments and cargo heading towards Europe. Any escalation here could move beyond missile strikes and begin disrupting global trade, raising international concerns. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
On the other hand, the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, has announced that a task force of 3,500 Marines and sailors aboard the America-class amphibious assault ship USS Tripoli has arrived in West Asia. Sources said the forces are expected to be positioned within striking distance of Iran, including its critical oil export hub on Kirk Island. Several media outlets reported earlier that the Pentagon is considering deploying up to 10,000 additional ground troops to the West Asia, providing President Donald Trump with more military options beyond diplomacy. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a rally at Palakkad and take part in a roadshow in Thrissur in Kerala this afternoon ahead of the upcoming assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the mood of Kerala is in favor of the NDA. He said the people have had enough of the poor governance of LDF and UDF. Kerala will go to polls on the 9th of next month to elect a new assembly. We have more from a correspondent.
The Prime Minister will begin his journey by helicopter from Coimbatore, landing at Mercy College ground in Palakkad. He will travel to the Fort Maidan venue by road, where a grand reception awaits him. At the Fort Maidan venue, Prime Minister will address a large crowd, energizing supporters and engaging with local NDA candidates and front leaders from the Palakkad district. Later at around 4 p.m., the Prime Minister will head to Thrissur. The roadshow will kick off in front of the Thrissur District Hospital, with the Prime Minister leading a motorcade through the heart of the city. The roadshow will wind its way through the streets before culminating at Bini Heritage. NDA candidates from Thrissur District will also join in the exciting event, which promises to be a spectacular display of political support. Anil Chandran, Kozhikode.
Ahead of Kerala Assembly polls in a series on constituency profiles today, we take a look at Kazhakootam Assembly seat in Thiruvananthapuram district.
Seven candidates are in the fray at Kazhakootam Assembly constituency in Thiruvananthapuram district of Kerala. Sitting MLA and former state minister Kadagampalli Surendran of the CPM is contesting as the LDF candidate. Former union minister and former BJP state president V. Muralidharan is the NDA candidate. UDF has fielded Congress leader T. Sharachandra Prasad. Other candidates include T.S. Rajan of BSP, Deepika Karimanal of the DHRM party and two independents. In the 2021 elections, Kadagampalli Surendran defeated BJP's Shobha Surendran. Congress candidate S.S. Lal was in the third place. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durgadas Uike has said that India's tribal communities are a powerful symbol of harmony with nature and play a crucial role in environmental conservation and cultural preservation. The minister was addressing the Vandhan Conclave at Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 in New Delhi. The minister added that the government has shifted its focus from welfare to empowerment by creating dignified livelihood opportunities. Palm Sunday has been celebrated in various parts of the country today, marking the beginning of Holy Week and commemorating the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem ahead of his crucifixion. Special prayers and processions were held at different churches in the country. Devotees carried leaves symbolizing the entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. Palm Sunday marks the start of Easter observances leading up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday. In Mizoram, children of different churches held processions early this morning. In Kerala, with several prominent churches, large congregations were seen, with authorities making necessary arrangements to ensure smooth conduct of the ceremonies. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Both teams will be looking to start the campaign on a winning note. Mumbai Indians will be led by Hardik Pandya for the third consecutive season. The team will aim to make a strong start as they look to move closer to the sixth title. On the other hand, Kolkata Knight Riders will be captained by Ajinkya Rahane. This will be the first season for Kolkata with Andre Russell in over a decade. Last night, in the opening match of the 19th season, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorm over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and West Rajasthan for today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over northeastern region for the day. Meanwhile, fresh snowfall in Kashmir's higher reaches has forced the closure of Srinagar-Leh highway and the Bandipora-Gurez road while rains lashed in the valley plains. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says situation in West Asia has created challenging times for India's energy needs. He expresses confidence nation will emerge victorious. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister urges people not to be misled by rumours and trust information given by the government. Prime Minister Modi expresses gratitude to Gulf nations for providing all kind of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora. Israel strikes key military infrastructures in Tehran, while Iran launches missile and drone attacks across Gulf as conflict intensifies. US announces arrival of 3,500 Marine troops in West Asia. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold poll rally at Palakkad and a roadshow in Thrissur in Kerala this afternoon ahead of assembly elections. and in IPL cricket host Mumbai Indians to take on Kolkata Knight Riders this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.